Well, hey, it's Monday, KMA Land, and it's time for the Double X Factor. I'm Sandy Edie Hansen, and on Mondays, we do the Monday Jam Session where my co-host and I, here she is.
I'm Spencer Williams. How are you, Sandy?
I'm great.
Mondays are my fave, you know that.
We team up, and we kind of tee up the topic mm-hmm. for the week. Mm-hmm. And I ask if we could circle back around on the topic we've talked about before. Assumption of positive intent.
I love this topic, Sandy.
It's a
it
good
is
one.
Such a great one. And you know what? You always seem to bring this up when I need it the most in my life. It just seems like I may start to be coming down on someone a little bit too hard or something along those lines. And just that assumption of a positive intent is so powerful.
It really is. You know, we think we're giving something away, I think, sometimes mm-hmm. when we do it. And we are. We're giving away something that's very powerful for ourselves. You know, and I think, too, if it's too far, it's too vulnerable for you to assume positive intent of someone, can you just assume maybe that you just don't know?
Yeah, exactly. Just go a little tiny bit. I also think, too, this applies so much into that golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. That is a golden rule, right? It was just Easter. I hope I got that right. But either way, I mean, I know how I go through my life, and I assume the same. I don't ever intend to hurt someone or intend to make a mistake or have negative intentions. I'm doing the best I can, and yeah. I assume everyone else is, but life happens, and we shift our mindset a little bit to think someone's out to get us.
And, you know, there may be people who are looking for the worst in us, and really that says more about them than anything.
Those are not our people.
No, and that's okay. But I think we should probably talk this week sometime about, you know, what to do when that is actually kind of happening, when
right.
people are assuming the worst about you, to not buy into that line of thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. So it works both ways. Mm-hmm. And like everything we talk about on the Double X Factor, once we can work on that in ourselves, it goes out into all of our other outside relationships. And let's be honest, like you said, there may be people who aren't in our inner circle, but we still have to have a relationship with that person, whether it's based on work or a committee or anything in our life, even family.
Yeah.
You know, we can struggle in our family relationships, but you still have to have that relationship.
Yeah. Well, you know what I think is so interesting, Spencer, when we circle back around on a subject again, even during the week while we're talking about it, I will usually learn something more.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. You know, I think by Friday, I'm going to have a whole lot to say about this.
I told you. I call those Double X Factor fairies. You know, sometimes I'm like, I don't need to learn this many lessons in a week. Quit teaching me. Yeah, no, it's always great to learn. And it's always great when we have a topic that just kind of makes us feel better about life. I like those. So
right.
This is going to be a great week. Thanks so much, Sandy.